The state of Maryland officially declared today, August 1st, as Henrietta Lacks Day and dedicated the stretch of Browning Highway from the Baltimore City and Baltimore County lines into Turner Station to the former resident of that community. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi was at the commemoration ceremony at the Logan Village Shopping Center today and has more.
Descendants of Henrietta Lacks gathered with state officials and members of the Henrietta Lacks Legacy Group in the shopping center parallel to the highway to honor Lacks on her 97th birthday. David Sonny Lacks Jr. said that after 50-plus years, his grandmother is getting the credit she deserves.
I was often asked, why was Henrietta so important? And I would tell people she was important because she existed. And because she existed, you know, all of us exist, but also millions of people around the world exist.
Lacks died of cervical cancer in October 1951 at the age of 31. But the cells taken from her body by Johns Hopkins Hospital doctors without her knowledge lived on and rapidly reproduced under laboratory conditions. They've been used in polio vaccines and research into cancer, HIV/AIDS, and other diseases and disorders. The popular book and later movie, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, depicts the great lengths her daughter, Deborah Lacks, went through to find the truth of her mother's cancer cells. David Lacks Jr. says the family currently works with Johns Hopkins and the science community to attribute discoveries to Henrietta.
But I think we have still a long way to come.
I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.